we're on the upside. And baby, that sounds alright. Where we're going, you cannot run. Everyone sees there's a lot that we have not done, but it's working for me. And I don't turn left, and I don't turn right, and I don't slow down anymore. And I don't climb up, and I can't fall down, and my feet are touching the floor. Is the long trail, though I've taken many trips, cast off and set sail, hanging on by my fingertips. Houston, I feel fine, the mission is gold. I do 1,000 front flips, who'll ever know? And I don't turn left, and I don't.
And we're back. This is the... Oh, can I... Do I have my headphones on? I do. Yay. This is the Astro Hour. My name is Zach Going. I'm a sophomore here at Tufts. I'm joined by my reoccurring guest, Chris Delarusso, my not-so-reoccurring guest and good friend, Eli Kissman.
Good morning.
Hi.
All right. Do you want to introduce yourself to the readers, Eli?
My name's Eli Kissman. I go to Swarthmore College. I went to high school with Zach. And I'm a fervent Bernie bro, except not anymore, because I'm hashtag with her.
Ooh, hashtag.
Yep.
That means big news, folks. That means big news.
Big news.
Eli has been a big Bernie bro from what I saw on Facebook. So this is quite the development.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't see that many posts from you.
No, I didn't.
But Eli doesn't post very often as it is, so when he posts, it's mostly Bernie things.
True.
But the plot thickens now that Bernie's out, so...
It happens. It happens.
I mean, I was stuck between Gary Johnson, Trump, and Clinton. No chance for Stein, so I ended up settling on Clinton.
I feel that. I mean, you can always feel the Johnson. That's always an option.
Yeah.
Gotta love that 28% sales tax. Can't wait. Yeah, no. I knew the pun, Chris.
Okay.
I knew what I was saying.
Okay, just making sure. Just double checking.
No. I meant to say Johnson.
Making sure.
Because you don't get. I think his last name is Johnson.
Yeah,
you get it.
I get that. No, yeah. I understand that.
No. See, there's this guy running for president.
Yeah,
his name is
Gary
Johnson.
Yeah.
And
you're trying to play off of the field of burn.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just excited for Gary Johnson presidency.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's... What's he polling
Because I believe big government is stupid. Obviously.
What's he polling at now?
I think he's at 9%, actually.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that's probably where it'll plateau, though. He's been at 9% for, like, the past 3 months.
I thought I saw him at, like,
11. Ever since the California primary, he's pretty much been at 9%. We're also simultaneously the namesake of this show, Astro, meaning star, but colloquially meaning space. There's a spacewalk going on currently that I might actually plug into at one point during the show. But
you can subtly hear the sound
totally,
coming in the background.
Yeah, I would totally forgive anyone who wants to shut off this show right now and go to NASA TV and watch the spacewalk because it's actually really amazing.
You can do both.
You could listen to both. That's very true. There isn't too much commentary in the spacewalk. Anyway, spacewalks, Ryan Lochte. What other topics are we going to cover today?
Didn't we talk about those boards last weekend? Or we were going to talk about it?
Oh, but boosted boards.
Yeah.
I mean, there isn't really much to talk about with boosted boards. Do you know what a boosted board is, Eli?
No.
All right. You might learn what a boosted board is today.
Maybe.
Yeah, we don't really know.
We can play some Pokemon Go.
Any topics you're interested in, Eli, while I try to find a song?
Topics?
Any topics that we're going to discuss today?
Or topics?
Some hot takes. We can do hot takes. We can go on, like, Politico and do some hot takes.
We've done BuzzFeed quizzes before.
We've done BuzzFeed quizzes. Oh, They're not as fun if, like...
Yeah, unless you can visually see what you're answering.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're
fun for us, but probably not so much for the
All right, then. Well, I did find a song.
That's kind of the story of my radio show, though. So
of coming up with random things.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Wow, I just accidentally turned on music. I didn't realize music was playing on my phone when I...
Okay. Preempted.
It was paused. Yeah, whoops. All right. Well, some hot takes, Ryan Lochte, boosted boards, all of this coming up in the next hour of the Astro Hour in Spacewalks. Up now is a acoustic cover, well, not a cover, I guess, because they did an acoustic version of Buddy Holly by Weezer.
What's with these homies dissing my girl? Why did they go to front? What did we ever do to these guys that made them so violent? But you know, they say about us anyway. I don't care about that.
hit you on the head just for holding your chopsticks long. Then your mom locked you in the shed and Uncle Sam dropped an atom bomb. But you're not alone, you can let it go and just weep for my breast and cover me with your tenderness. And that
I'm not going to play that song. Those were Weezer covering themselves acoustically with King of the World.
Wouldn't it just be performing their songs?
Can and you Buddy, Buddy Holly off of their Blue album, which came out in, like, what, 1994?
I think. I'll tell you in a second.
And then King of the World off the White album, which came out this year. They're covering songs they did this year. Hot takes. No, wait, we're not doing hot takes first. We're doing Ryan Lochte first.
Weezer's Blue album was 94.
Yes. And White album was 2016. So 22 years later. Wow, that's crazy that
My lifespan.
Wow. 22 years.
22 years to get another color album.
Nah, they had many color albums in between.
They had green.
They had the green album.
Red?
They also had the red album. And I think that's it, actually.
Hot takes. I don't really listen a lot to Weezer.
No, that's not hot takes.
Okay. I know. I'm just making fun of the idea of hot takes.
The Spacewalkers, astronauts Jeff Williams and Kate Rubins, are currently moving away from the International Docking Adapter that they were installing for the first half of the spacewalk. And now I think for the rest of the spacewalk, all they're going to do is just, like really small things, but involves them walking around the outside of the space station, which is really cool. And it looks awesome. And they've got GoPro type cameras on the outside of their EVA suits, so you get to actually see what they see, and it's awesome.
I saw you tweeting at NASA last night, like, trying to get your questions answered.
Yeah, well, that was at 6 in the morning, actually, when the coverage started.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. See, I woke up this morning, and I saw that you were away, so I just always assumed that...
Yeah, no.
I thought you were, like, up in the middle of the night tweeting at NASA, yeah, like, so this, hey, what are these suits made out of? Yeah, are they cooler now than they were back then?
Yeah, this is the uninterrupted footage we're watching now, but they also have, like, interrupted footage where they've got, like, people talking about, like, this is what they're doing, blah, 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 blah. Use the hashtag AskNASA to have your questions answered, which they did not answer my question. I was really sad. Actually.
They haven't answered it yet.
Yet.
NASA,
well, they might
listening?
Have, because I'm not actually, yeah, NASA, if you're listening... So, let's do Ryan Lochte now.
Yeah.
So this is really funny for me because I was talking maybe 2 weeks ago to some of my coworkers about how much of a horrible person we'll use that word instead.
We've had a few choice words about Ryan Lochte during the musical breaks.
How much of a horrible person Ryan Lochte is. And last week, like one of my coworkers goes up and he's like, Zach, what were you just saying about Ryan Lochte? Look what happened now. He just got mugged. And I'm like, oh no, I don't feel bad at all. And then, like, you know, 2 days ago, I walk into the living room and I'm like, oh, it turns out Ryan Lochte didn't get mugged. And he's just a
terrible person.
A horrible person.
Zach's struggling to not use some words that he's been using a lot today.
I really hate Ryan Lochte.
Before this, I just thought he was a dumb person, like just stupid.
Yeah.
But now I think he's a pretty bad guy. Like just destroying and vandalizing a gas station, peeing all over the place. And then making up the story about having a gun put to his head, mm-hmm. and then talking to Matt Lauer 2 days later and saying, the gun was pointed in my general direction, and Lauer calls him out on it. He's like, no, that's not how it happened.
He told all the other guys to get down on the floor, but I wouldn't.
And I said, whatever.
I'm just surprised that no one else realized that it was a fake story.
Like I said, I think we all just look at Ryan Lochte and think he's so dumb that he's not capable of lying.
Yeah, I guess.
I think we look at him, we're like, we have to believe him, because is he really smart enough to come up with a lie like that? He can't. He's like a dumb dog walking into a wall.
Yeah.
He's like my pug at home.
Yeah, that's true. But, I don't know. It doesn't take that much mental ability to lie. It takes a lot of mental ability to lie well.
Which he clearly hasn't done. Yeah,
which he can't do. I feel like it's pretty obvious that he was someplace that he wasn't supposed to be at, and his wallet got taken from him somehow
by some person who
perhaps was soliciting sex. I don't know. Maybe we'll find out. Ryan Lochte,
allegedly,
if you're listening,
allegedly,
Ryan Lochte, if you're listening, we challenge you to come on the show, and defend yourself.
Oh, hey, I got a tweet from Ryan Lochte.
You see, Eli, you don't realize how many people we've challenged to come on the show. Howie Carr.
Yeah, we told Howie.
We have an ongoing feud with Howie Carr.
He doesn't know about it yet, but
Yeah.
We're starting a radio war.
Yeah, he's going to come on eventually.
Dig into the trenches. We're getting a radio war going.
Yeah.
But it'll happen. I think Lochte...
It was after I saw Liz Warren. I was talking about Liz Warren. And we were like, you know who would hate this? Howie Carr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Lochte... I said it during the commercial, I think, or during the music, rather, because we're not commercial-free. I think he's just doing it so he doesn't have to tell his mom the truth about what he was doing. I think he's, just a mama's boy, and, like I said, I think Ryan Lochte's mom made life a living hell for some assistant principals and stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not my son. In her mind, it's her perfect little boy, and he's always getting into all this mischief, and then he's lying about it, and she believes him. Because she came out and said, oh, yeah, my son told me he was robbed, and, defended him, and now he's coming out that he's lying, and he started an international incident. I don't know if mom can get him out of this one.
That's true. I really hope he's not gonna go back to Brazil anytime soon, or doesn't plan on going to Brazil anytime soon.
He might be dumb enough to get tricked into being able to be brought back to Brazil. oh, you won a prize. Ooh, sweet. Or, hey, there's more.
there's another medal.
There's more swim races. Come on, Ryan. Sweet, I'll be there.
Oh, actually, hey, Ryan, Michael Phelps died. He left all of his gold medals to you in his will, but the funeral's in Rio.
Oh, yeah, man, I'll be there. Comes in decked out in a suit. Ja, what's up?
His grills and his custom Ryan Lochte sneakers that say Ryan and Lochte on the soles.
I just want... Can we get that reality show back? Reality show?
I don't want it
How
back.
Many episodes did it last? Maybe
five.
Four? Maybe three? That's just... What was he capable of? What was he... why was he given a reality show? Why him?
Because he's entertaining.
He's an idiot. And that's entertaining.
He's entertaining as an idiot. I don't know. I'm not a fan of the guy. I hope the readers at home aren't fans of the guy. Ryan Lochte, everybody. But then, when I actually thought that he was... when I actually thought that he was mugged, I was like, well, all you gotta do is follow the customized Ryan Lochte footprints in the sand.
Ryan Lochte.
Ryan Lochte. Ryan Lochte. And there you go, you'll find the guy.
it's a running
boom,
gag on
that's Ryan Lochte. Ryan Lochte, folks. We'll be back soon with space, boosted boards, and hot takes. Boosted boards will probably take all of about 5 seconds.
Yeah, I know nothing
so,
about
that. Yeah, so we'll do boosted boards then hot takes.
While the music's playing, I'm going to do some reading up on booster boards.
Boosted boards.
See, I can't even say the words right.
Yeah,
so.
There we go. Here is Blink-182, the band I'm seeing tonight, mildly reluctantly, but pretty excitedly, with their cover of Dancing With Myself.
dance, I'll be dancing.
In the dumps with the mumps as the adolescent pumps his way into his hat. With a boulder on my shoulder, feeling kind of older, I trip the merry-go-round. With this very unpleasing sneezing and wheezing, the calliope crashed to the ground. Spot and throws his lover in the sand. And some bloodshot forget-me-not whisper daddies with an earshot save the buckshot, turn up the band. And she was blinded by a light, oh, cut loose like a deuce, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, she got down but she never got tight, but she'll make it. Sister with a manager, mister, told me I got what it takes.
And folks, that was Blink-182 with Dancing With Myself, followed by Springsteen with Blinded By The Light. Not a cover, the original, interestingly yes. enough. The other version is the cover.
Man's Earth Band covered it in 76.
You just Googled that.
That one's originally from 73.
I hate you.
Yep.
So, folks.
You say that once a week, and you know what?
Folks,
you still bring
me
back.
So, folks, here at Tufts, we like to embrace activism. I think that's something that is known by anyone in the surrounding area, or many people around the world, I would assume. And I'm happy to say that my friend Eli here is an activist in himself. Why don't you tell the folks at home a little bit about what your cause is, Eli?
This is a cause I've worked for many years, and I'm just here to bring you guys a little message, like a little concise message that encompasses all the work I've done, and here it is. Summer is a super time to cook so many tasty kinds of food, including vegetables on an outdoor barbecue. But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on a porch, and never, ever, ever leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended. If you observe smoke coming from a porch or building, call 911. And if you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department. You're not being a cranky neighbor. You're a concerned citizen. This was a public service message from the firefighters of Somerville and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Oh, man, thank you so much for that, Eli.
I love the background.
I feel like so many people, I don't know what you're talking about, Chris. I feel like so many people were just enlightened by that.
Enlightened?
You
think
so?
I think so. I think it's
gonna,
an important thing. You
I think
know?
That's
going to
spark. I think that's going to spark a conversation amongst people.
Yeah, I definitely think that will happen. That's probably one of the more insightful PSAs in the bundle. You know, yeah. Texting while driving. You can do it every once in a while.
You know what? You'll never get to driving if you leave your grill unattended.
That's 100% true. You won't get the chance. So, speaking of grills, burning, fires, hot takes. No, Ryan Lochte's not
you
hot.
You said grills, so
oh,
Ryan Lochte.
Grills, that's true. But we already talked about Ryan Lochte. All right. Vox.com, here we go. My trusted news source. What do we got? News. All right, we got Donald Trump's latest pivot is a reminder that he's a media celebrity, not a businessman.
True.
I feel that. Yeah, I definitely feel that. Hot takes?
I would check yes thoughts. On that box.
Give me some thoughts.
I think Donald Trump just might be, like, faking everything. Like, he might just be sabotaging himself.
That's something that, like, some people throw
that
around as an idea.
That take might be, like, as cold as ice, yeah. But I'm, like, 100% convinced
someone
this guy's just, like...
Some people have been talking about the possibility that's, like, obviously not, like, true of, like... What if he just never thought he would get this far? And
he's like, I don't want this.
And he's gotten bored. So now he's just like balls to the wall with it, you know?
Go all out, man.
It's an interesting idea. It's definitely not true, but it would make for an interesting movie, you know?
Donald Trump would make for like just an interesting like television character. He is
an interesting television character.
You've seen, well, I mean, in like a fictionalized sense, like he is Biff from Back to the Future 2. When Biff gets rich in the future, that is Donald Trump. That's my hot take.
Oh, apparently Paul Manafort just resigned. Thanks, Dad. My dad just texted me saying Paul Manafort just resigned.
I don't know who that is.
Paul Manafort was okay. So. The head of the Trump campaign was Corey Lewandowski.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Corey Lewandowski was kind of in charge of, like, his run during the primary, which was, like, very inflammatory and stuff like that.
But he got the most votes of any Republican in history.
Yeah. And then they were like, okay, you know, now it was time for Trump to settle down. So they fired Corey Lewandowski and hired Paul Manafort, who he's the one with ties to the Ukraine. And now, more recently, Trump has gotten, like, really pissed off with the idea of trying to, like, change his message.
Because
Trump
doesn't understand how politics work. You work, it's very simple. In the primaries, you go far to the left, far to the right. in the general election, you go towards the middle to get those voters.
I mean, not even so much like in terms of his political views, because his political views didn't really even change that much from when he tried to pivot.
But it's the
tone.
Yeah, but
it was the tone of being inflammatory being like
in the general election, you're trying to sway independent,
like professional.
Yeah, in the general election, you got to like sway independent voters who haven't decided yet, and a lot of them don't respond to like the way that he's going, the hatred, the vitriol that he's speaking. But you know, the far right during the primaries, the way he's presenting himself, hell yeah, they latch onto that like hotcakes. I don't know, that's a bad
latch
analogy.
Onto that like hotcakes. Yeah,
I don't know. Listen,
that exactly
I
works,
like hotcakes.
Sure. No, I think that works.
Yeah, maybe latch onto hotcakes.
Yeah, I mean, I think
I'm gonna put that on a t-shirt. No one will get it, but I'll put it on a t-shirt.
It's just funny to watch the Trump campaign kind of implode, mostly due to his own, like, his own doing, you know? I don't know. It's interesting. Hold on, I need to log this one song and then put on another song. Stall, Eli.
You know how we can stall?
How?
We can open up Guantanamo and fill it with bad dudes.
There we go. We're going to open up Guantanamo and fill it with bad dudes.
Yep.
That's right there. That take is scorching. Someone get me an oven mitt.
Didn't he say like he wouldn't have a problem like holding a U.S. citizen in Guantanamo or something?
Yeah, I
like
think
that?
So. Like,
what about the whole thing like where he like not directly but kind of directly told people to like
to
kill
Hillary
Clinton?
slash the whatever Supreme Court justice she would appoint.
Yeah, that's a hot take there.
I will say I'm really looking forward to Hillary Clinton getting elected and then Mitch McConnell being like, all right, you know, I think we're kind of opening up our eyes to this Merrick Garland guy, and then Obama going, oh, I don't know, it is an election year. It doesn't seem very fair to me. And then Hillary Clinton gets inaugurated and then is like, I would like to put up my nomination for Supreme Court Justice Barack Hussein Obama.
How amazing.
That'd be fantastic. That'd just be the biggest middle finger to like anybody in politics.
I would totally go for that.
Oh yeah. No, I think that'd be fantastic. Despite the fact that like I feel like he wouldn't really want to be a Supreme Court Justice, but he is staying in the area, so I guess you never know. All right, finally I found this song that I was going to play. Here, dear readers, is Rebel Rebel by David Bowie.
Won't you take me home tonight? Oh, down beside your end.
And we're back.
Woo!
Yes. There we go. We don't really have much to talk about.
Get on your bikes and ride.
Great song. That was Fat Bottom Girls by Queen. Amazing song. Mm-hmm. Preceded by Rebel Rebel by David Bowie. Oh my god, that is actually a really great song.
It's kind of terrible.
I kind of hate listening to it because I'm kind of like, but it's such a great song.
Such a good song.
Like, if it was about maybe like anything else, I'd be like, ooh, this is perfect. Like, I'd listen to it like every day.
I don't know. I really enjoy this song.
Yeah.
So
just,
I got no
it's points. A great walking song, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. What are the astronauts doing right now? We got, they're still on that docking adapter. All right, folks, they're still on the docking adapter. They're still installing it. We're going on like hour like 3. I think they were out at, they left at like 8.
When did they leave
Earth?
Almost
11. Jeff Williams left Earth maybe like 4 or 5 months ago, and Kate Rubins left Earth like 2 months ago. Maybe like a month and a half.
How long are they up there?
Each of them are up for 6 months.
So he's almost done.
He's almost done. Yeah, months. she's got a while.
It's
cool. They rotate it like a new group of 3 leaves every 3 months. A new group of 3 comes up.
When they come up, do they bring more supplies?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they have like other ships that bring a lot more supplies. So, like all the SpaceX stuff that's been going up there now has just all been resupply ships carrying like thousands of pounds of like food and water,
and atmosphere.
Surprisingly, they don't need to bring up that much atmosphere. They don't need to bring up that much atmosphere, even though they are quite lacking up there.
Food,
in atmosphere,
water, atmosphere.
Yeah, it's cool stuff. This adapter is going to allow the SpaceX Dragon crewed vehicle to dock up there, which would be cool. So they can bring up crew in, I think 2018 is what they're saying.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then you're not even you're playing Pokemon Go.
No.
And then the Boeing CST-100 Starliner, the first Boeing spaceship, can bring crew up there too once this is installed, which will be awesome. Space. That's kind of what this show is.
Yeah.
Can
we talk about what we were talking about earlier?
What were we talking about earlier?
Hulk Hogan delivered the ultimate leg drop.
Gawker. Yeah. Yeah. Talk about it.
So. For those who've been living under a rock, Hulk Hogan sued Gawker Media for released his sex tape without his permission or something like that, and
refused to take it down.
Refused to take it down, so he sued and won a $140 million lawsuit. Well, Gawker went up for bid because they couldn't afford to pay that. Univision bought Gawker Media and all of its like subsidiaries in it, so Gawker. Jezebel, Deadspin, Gizmodo, all that stuff. Gawker yesterday put up a brief article on Gawker.com saying Gawker.com is ceasing operations like either at the end of this week or next week. So Gawker is shutting down Gawker.com, but Deadspin, Jezebel, Gizmodo, all that stuff is staying open. So can we talk Hulk Hogan? Like,
I think it's
out
just
of the woodwork. Hulk Hogan's the one who destroys Gawker.
It makes sense. I mean, he's got the money for, you know, lawyers. I just think it's strange that like a company can be sued for $140 million and then basically still exist. You know?
Yeah, but under new ownership.
Yeah, like it doesn't exist anymore, but it also still exists. You know, like it simultaneously feels like a really big hit to them, but also not one at all. And this is Univision, as in like the Spanish language channel Univision.
I don't know.
Or
it's just Univision Media, something like that.
Is that?
Yeah, I think Univision's just like a media holding company.
Yeah, isn't that where is the, which is the one that Rupert Murdoch owns?
I have no idea. So Bloomberg. Oh, what if Bloomberg bought it?
No, it's
gotta love Mike.
Univision is a television broadcaster.
Gotta love Mike.
Yeah, Univision's an American Spanish language broadcast television network owned by Univision Communications.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Univision Communications might be just a bigger company that bought it.
There's probably a holding company for them as well.
Yeah. So,
and it's probably in the Middle East.
It's just turtles all the way down.
It all leads somewhere. But of all people...
Or nowhere.
Yeah. It all leads somewhere.
It just keeps going down.
Of all people, Hulk Hogan. Like,
Yeah, it's
the wrestler, Hulk Hogan.
I mean, he's not one to shy away from people wronging him.
Hulk Hogan,
you know, in the past.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan never did the job when he was a wrestler, and he's not doing the job. And for those listening, doing the job means losing in wrestling terms.
Okay,
Hulk
good.
Hogan, yeah, Hulk Hogan hardly ever lost, and now he's not doing the job in the courtroom either. He's taking Gawker down. He hit the big boot, and he hit the leg drop. They're done. Down for the count. 1, 2, 3.
That's actually really funny that doing the job is losing.
Doing the job.
In wrestling.
A jobber is someone who loses constantly.
Mm-hmm.
So doing the job is losing.
Mm.
Going over means you're winning. Hulk Hogan goes over everybody. No one goes over Hogan.
I feel like that should be a euphemism for something.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got...
It's a whole carny business. I could speak for like an entire episode with you about just the carny background of wrestling. It's really amazing.
We got one last song. What's it going to be?
In honor of who you're seeing tonight?
I don't want to do Blink.
Yeah. Are you excited?
Yeah. Give me a song. I'm like pretty excited.
You can do the openers.
What is the openers?
The openers for the Blink show.
Is it all time low and data remembered? Gross. That's terrible.
I'm not even sure
if I've heard anything.
I haven't.
I would show up like at 9 o'clock and then get in there because you'd probably be catching the tail end of the second opener and then you'd see Blink.
We have GA seats.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you can't get in there late.
I might, TBH, I might just like hang out like around the seated area and like sit down, or like I'll go up to like the grassy area and then once Blink comes on, like I'll go into the pit.
Yeah.
Like, don't
wear your glasses. That'd be my number one.
I don't think it's gonna be like that crazy mosh wise.
It's
a Blink 182 concert. It's gonna be a bunch of teenage girls jumping up and down.
You'd be surprised. I've been to Blink shows.
I'm definitely gonna wear my glasses. I have lost my glasses in a mosh pit before, but I'll bring like a backpack, and like if it looks like it's gonna be crazy, I'll throw my glasses in the backpack.
If
you catch like a pick or a drumstick or anything, I'll buy it off you. $20.
So would eBay for like $200.
Yeah, but I'm your friend.
Yeah.
Do you have like a backup glasses?
Yeah. Maybe I should wear those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't damage those nice ones on your face.
Oh, thank you. I didn't know they looked nice on my face. Actually, we're all kind of wearing the same pair of glasses.
Mine are bigger.
Yeah, well, it kind of goes like me is like the smaller ones, Eli's like middle, and like you is like...
I've got like the Clark Kent.
Dude. Clark Kent is like huge effing frames.
Mine
like,
are blue. You guys are black, too.
Oh, yours are blue?
Yeah, mine are blue with gray.
This is enthralling
for the readers at home.
Because they can't see our glasses.
Yes, Zach, let's tweet a picture. At ZA going, you'll find a picture of all of our glasses together.
We'll do an AC/DC song. I don't really listen to that much AC/DC anymore, but I do love the album Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. And here is the title track off of the album Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. Here we go. We'll be back.
We'll be right back.
That is a great, great scream right there at the great end of that tune. Song. We got 2.5 minutes left. Show has forced Ryan Lochte to apologize.
Yes.
Breaking news.
Ryan Lochte has released a statement.
Thank you for listening to the Astro Hour, everybody. We have done some really good stuff.
Yes, we are responsible for this. Ryan.
Wow, we have like zero listeners.
That's all right. Ryan, the invite's open, pal.
Dude, come on and defend
Ryan
yourself.
Ryan Lochte, you gotta defend yourself on here.
I'm not a journalist. Eli's not a journalist.
I didn't go
Chris
to journalism
journalist.
School.
I don't know anything about these fancy journals. What is a journal?
Is that a Stephen Colbert quote?
No.
It sounds like a Stephen Colbert.
Thank you. I'm flattered.
What is it? Folks, what is a journal?
Yeah. We don't need any journals. We just need gut.
Nation. Nation, I didn't go to journalism school. But no, Ryan Lochte, if you're listening, and we know you are.
Come on.
Come on, man.
Come on, you and Howie Carr.
91.5 WMFO. You got to come on, Medford.
Who else? Who else could we challenge to be on the show?
Can we get Tom DeLonge on to talk aliens?
Nah, I don't want him on.
But it's space.
Nah, I don't want him on.
Okay, all right,
he'll,
who else can
he'll
we...
He'll ruin the reputation of the show.
As if Ryan Lochte and Howie Carr wouldn't.
Well, no, but that's us challenging them, you know? I feel like Tom DeLonge... Nah, you'd geek out too much, nah.
Hey.
Okay, so just Howie Carr right now.
Howie Carr and Ryan Lochte. Both.
Do you guys have some closing statements? Eli, give us a closing statement.
Feel the chafe.
Feel the chafey?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You gotta feel it.
I'm with that.
Yeah, Lincoln I'm still chafey. Feeling it. I'm
okay,
still
that's
it.
That's who will. Speaking of Lincoln Chafee, governor of Rhode Island, who had that feud with Kurt Schilling. When he had the video game company.
Yeah.
We'll challenge Kurt Schilling to come on.
Yeah, Kurt Schilling. Kurt Schilling, you coward.
Who's,
get on this
who's
radio
thinking
station.
Of running for U.S. Senate from Massachusetts against Elizabeth Warren?
God.
Oh, yeah.
We can have him and Howie Carr on the same day. Like, right. I'm up for that.
Kurt Schilling, I'm calling you out.
Yeah, here we go. The gloves are off.
I want Schilling in this studio. You've seen what these fists can do in the ring. Now I want him in the radio.
So here we are. We got our final word. Feel the chafee. Thank you for coming on the show, Eli.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. You've been listening to the Astro Hour on WMFO in Medford. Do you want a closing statement too, Chris?
Yeah, well,
you're on the show all the time.
Yeah, but you're giving Eli one, so I might as well. Nah, I don't have anything.
Okay. Thank you for listening to the Astro Hour, WMFO 91.5 in WMFO in Medford. 91.5.
WMFO.
I need to, there is a specific, like... pattern, I think. Here's September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.